Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, on the front page of the New York Times, Florida Gift is Trump's latest brush fire with financed rules. He's defending himself against claims that he donated $25,000 to a group supporting the Florida Attorney General to sway her office's review of Trump University.
Well, David, here's the thing. Florida is, of course, a competitive state. It is a state that if you win, you're on your way to the presidency. It's one of those major battleground states. So now we have what looks like an appearance that Trump gave money to influence the way in which his case was being handled. Now, you'll remember that this case in Trump University has raised a whole bunch of different questions, one of which is whether the judge was Mexican, of Mexican descent, and it is apparently one of those things in which people who support Trump, and there are a lot of them in this country, we just saw a poll which said that Trump was leading Clinton by a point or two nationally. That doesn't mean in the battleground states, and it's going to be a very strange election where it looks like Texas and places like that is in play for Hillary Clinton, which was not expected to happen. But in any case, then the question is whether or not the people who are for Trump will care about what is being said, whether or not an attempt to influence an attorney general to bring charges or not bring charges has any sway. Well, there'll be some people in the middle who may be affected by it. But what we have seen thus far is an awful lot of people who say, listen, I'm a Trump person. I don't care. And I don't care what he does. There are people who say that about Hillary Clinton, too. You know, you keep talking about emails and you talk about Benghazi and you talk about Vince Foster. And we think it's all a bunch of nonsense. Well, I think that's the kind of thing that supporters tend to dismiss. On the other hand, if there's illegality connected with it, that may be a different story, because then you get people looking into this. We do see that the Republican chair of the Oversight Committee in Congress is going back to the FBI again on the emails for Hillary Clinton. And so what happens is you just keep plugging away and both sides will do it. But if there is something that turns out to be illegal, that's a different story. I suspect what you're going to find is there's nothing illegal about Trump giving the $25,000 to this committee to, some people think, influence the decision to prosecute him or not. But if you think about it, if there was a quid pro quo, we have seen this again and again. If somebody spoke into a telephone or a microphone and said, if you do this and you promise not to prosecute, I'll give you $25,000, that's a whole different deal. I suspect you're not going to find that.
Turning toward New Jersey today, where all eyes are on the Bridgegate trial, Governor Chris Christie not charged in the case involving a traffic tie-up on the George Washington Bridge. But as the Times points out, he will loom large in the story laid out by both sides in the courtroom.
Well, did he know or didn't he know? If he did know, and that comes out in the trial, it's not going to be good for him. This is something that has led to his demise as a major political player in the United States. It looked for a while like he could be the vice presidential nominee. From the very beginning, he was full of himself and others, and he ran for president of the United States. The bridge thing just killed him. And you think about this, David, of all the stupid things anybody could have done, this bridge tie-up is just another sign of what political arrogance can be. That guy, he's a Democrat, and he didn't support the Republican governor, that mayor, Fort Lee, and therefore we are going to give him such a hard time. We'll tie up the bridge. Now think about that. Everybody think about that. Is that stupid or what?